Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. A little cold. A little blustery.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it was last weekend, but okay, it is November. So there
yep,
we are.
Here we go. And here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, next week we move into Thanksgiving. So
yes.
I guess it's officially the start of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I love that everyone has some of their stuff up already. You know what? What the
yeah,
heck?
I saw that.
Might as well prolong the season a little longer. I love it.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't have to. That was redundant. Let's prolong the season. Right, period. But I think it's. Yeah, I love to see all the lights and festivity. I love it.
That's good. So, how many Christmas trees are you going to have in your house this year?
Well, I only have one real one. Only one.
Yes. And where does that go? In the dining
room? That's in my living room. My formal type. It's not formal, but, you know, my bigger living room. And that
where
goes
your
up
piano
on a stand.
Is.
Where my, next to my piano, yep.
Yeah.
And that goes up on a stand. I have this really cool, like, it's really a beverage cooler, and it's a big brass bucket that sits on a pedestal. And I put the Christmas tree holder in this brass bucket. And then I put a real pretty, I have this real pretty, like iridescent material, red iridescent that goes a bunch out underneath it, and then put the tree in that. And I get about a 4-foot tree, and then so it's up. And I did it initially because I had two doggies, and it was just better
yeah.
that it was up. But I still do it because I like it. It takes it off the ground, and it just gives it a little mm-hmm. more height, and I love that. So that'll be the real tree. And then, of course, I always have one in my kitchen. I have trees in every room. Every room.
That's what I thought.
I have, okay. yeah, because I buy these really pretty, primitive-looking or very natural-looking trees. I have an old-fashioned, a pencil tree. I have, an old-fashioned Charlie Brown kind of tree. It's taller and gimpy little branches. And I love them. I could go crazy. My sister-in-law, Mara, was with me during this week, and she said, how many Christmas trees did I count in your house that time? Now, of course, they were small ones, too, and decorative. And she said, was it like 72?
Oh, my God. 70.
No, that's a little.
No.
Not, it really isn't. But it was a lot because I love Christmas trees. They're like my favorite. You know, the greatest Christmas symbol. I think there's a song to
yeah.
like that. But and I won't sing it. Don't worry, Lynn.
Thank you.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, there it is.
But anyway,
I
love Christmas trees. So I have them everywhere. And just like little touches here and little vignettes here. And yeah, I have. And then I have on my mantle, I have five trees that are old-fashioned silver tinsel. And they're in like a really neat. Cast iron tree stands. I bought them in Lancaster, and there's like two of the three. There are five trees, but two sets are the same. But they're like they tear down in each side. It's beautiful. It's I love them. I just love the light. That's the thing. It's the lights.
Okay. So how long does it take you to put all this up?
Not that long, because stuff is, you know, the lights are already on the trees. So
yeah.
It's not like I put ornaments on all those little trees. I really only put ornaments on my real tree. And then the ones that I do have little things on, I just keep them on when I take them, you know, to the area where they stay in the cellar. They're on like big, like pallets. And I don't even, I just let them stay on there. So, and then I, you know, will judge them up when I get them ready, but not a long, long time. It's not like it's a job, trust me, but it's not terrible because I've scaled back and just do mostly trees. Because I love to sit with nothing, no other lights. And
yeah, that's the part
The sad part is, I was just going to say, I love to sit in my living room with nothing on except the Christmas tree lights. And I thought, that doesn't sound, that's not how I meant that.
Well, there you go. You already said it.
Don't tell Patrick that. But, you know,
I sit on my couch
and I just look around at the lights, and it's all dark except for the twinkling lights. And I love it.
I do too. I have mine set on a timer.
Yeah.
So it goes on automatically. I think it's 5:30 because at this point of the year, 5:30 it's dark. And so if we're not downstairs, and even sometimes Patrick is watching television with no lights on, no, you know, pole lamp or table lamp.
Right, right.
And it's dark. It just comes on. And it's really pretty because there's no other lights but the lights of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. I like that.
That's why, that's to the me, one. The sooner you can get them up and in, and that's why mine go on at 4, my timers.
Oh, good.
But then any other one, like that I have to plug in if I have certain, because I don't want them on, but I turn them on as soon as I come downstairs in the morning. They're on all day until I go to bed.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because when my Danielle or Dorota used to go around, if I left before she did, she would go around and unplug everything because she didn't realize that I would want them on when I wasn't there. She would think, well, I don't think she wants it. But so I had to tell her the next week, Dorota, you leave them on. I like, okay. She was only trying to protect me. But anyway, I just love it. It's so pretty.
That's great. That's a good
And I
story.
Could just leave it up. Like, I wish I could leave it up year round because I just love all the little lights. They're just so pretty. And then, of course, you have the wonderful places to go. Naog is getting ready. We saw something on Stonehenge in Tonkanic that we saw them getting ready. And that is an undertaking, man. So they were starting to get that all prepared. Now, we go a couple times a year just to see it because every time you go, you see something new.
Yeah.
And you miss it. Even if you go one, you know, go a couple weeks later and you think, I didn't see that the last time. Well, yes, it was there. You're right. You didn't see it. So
too much.
It's
too much to absorb in one trip.
Yeah, so you got to make it, you know, go up a couple times.
Yep.
But other than that, I saw
in the paper today, I think that there was a little correction that the event at Anao Park starts Friday, this Friday, and will be through December, I don't know what it was.
Through January,
but
isn't it?
January, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just can't imagine how much time and effort is put in to these displays because it's incredible. What I can't stand, though, is to be in a line like that and have to go 5 miles an hour and hope that the person in front of you keeps moving. It drives me crazy.
Well, listen, I'm one of the most impatient people, self-admitted impatient people I know. But when it comes to that, I don't care how long it takes me because I just love to see it. It's like a little, I feel like I'm a little kid again And I'm like, oh, look at that, look at this. Oh, it's so pretty. And I'm always taking pictures, so I don't even care how long it takes because I go there with the sole purpose of seeing that, so I never look at it like, oh, it's a, I have to be out of there in a certain time. That's the only time I think I'm not impatient.
Well, who does the driving?
Meyer usually drives, and he doesn't care because he's in the same boat I am when we're in there. One time I drove because I took a friend and we went up because I said, let's just go see it. And we went up one night and I was, that is like follow the yellow brick road, that thing. It's so weavy and turny and there's so many things every time you turn around, there's something else to behold. So I think it's great. I love this season. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, before we lose time, I have to say about my weekend. On Friday of last week, I went to Philadelphia with my husband and our friend, Joni Glover, and we went to a surprise birthday party at Positano Coast in, it's not Center City, it's more down near the old city, in Philadelphia. And we got there plenty of time, and she walked into the room with her husband, and there were probably 20 people there, and all family, and one or two of her very closest friends. So she was completely surprised. She had no idea. And it worked out really nicely, and everybody had a wonderful time. It was just great. The only thing that didn't work was that my brother was supposed to come to this event from Orlando, and because of the hurricane, his flights, all the flights were canceled, and the airport was closed. So it was great. It was great. Yep. I'm sorry that he wasn't there, but other than that, the food was fabulous, and it was it was great. Really, really nice. The service was outstanding. And it's a really, and the thing is, I thought when I heard the name of the restaurant that I had been there before, but I couldn't remember if that was true or not. I didn't see any pictures of it. But as soon as we got there, I said, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. And I was there for a woman's networking event that was from a group that I was introduced to through a mutual friend, that this was an event to go to. And I was there in July, and it was incredibly hot. And the nice part was that for the majority of the time, this restaurant, which is located on the second floor, it's the entire second floor of this building, they have a good part of it outside. Well, interestingly enough, this past Friday, if everybody remembers this, there was a huge deluge of storm, rain, but it was still in the 70s at nighttime. It was the bar. So some people were hanging outside because the humidity was incredible, but we were inside and to the area where we had the party, so to speak, and it was really nice. So we left there. 9:30, 10 o'clock, and people were walking out just with umbrellas. That was it, because it was so warm. It was neat.
Yeah. In Philly,
not what it is
in the
moment.
No, it's brisk out there today. But
it is
okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with our first guest expert of the week, Mr. Mike McHale, who is a partner with Barbetti McHale in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And joining us today, our guest expert, Mr. Mike McHale, who is a partner with Barbetti McHale at 1421 East Drinker Street in, as we say, my good old Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Mike is born and raised in Bucktown, and he's here. We're going to talk a little bit, which we think is important, because, Mike, every time we speak, we talk about the longevity of the employees at the firm, what you get when you hire Barbetti McHale, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the other folks. We spoke about Kim a couple months back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some folks there that you will get to know and who have been there and doing their thing. So, Mike, welcome, and how are we doing up there?
Well, we're doing good and busy, which is always a good thing for an accounting office. But just to clarify one thing you said, that I'm born and raised, which is absolutely true, and very proud to say that. A lot of my career was in New Jersey and New York City before I came. I had a great opportunity to come back and join Mike Barbetti in this firm. So even though I was born and raised and a lot of times commuted from here, I had the big city upbringing in accounting.
Experience, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm also very proud of. I was with a very, very, very good firm and still think of the woman who ran the firm as a mentor of mine. She was tremendous, and I still love her to this day. So just to throw that in there. But, yes, our firm is doing well, growing a little bit here and there, and just as we want to grow. We never want to grow too fast, but new business is always good. And you know, I often, and sometimes I go off on a tangent, so please stop me. But I often bring up Mike Barbetti and his wife, Donna. This was Mike's firm. And as Mike closed down a little bit, Mike still treats me like his son. And I don't mean that I'm that much younger than him, but he is just literally the nicest man to me and the greatest man in the transition to bring me in has been so smooth because of both Mike and Donna. I consider them friends. I consider them family. And when my wife came on, they do the same with her. And just for instance, off the beaten track, my wife fell the other day and hurt her elbow very, very badly. And Donna called at 11 o'clock at night checking up on her. And, you know, you don't do that with people that you just, oh, we're in business together, we just do that. No, you do that with family. And that's how I look at those two, and I'll be like that forever with them. I know that. So it means a lot to be with some good people.
Well, Mike, I can attest to that fact because you know that they're two of my dearest friends, and they speak so highly of you and Kim and just the whole relationship. And that couple years in and still having that type of bond. And as you know, when Mike was trying to decide what he was going to do, he planned that he chose carefully who he was, what he was going to do in the partnership. And that was a big deal. And to be still in that, you know, in that kind of light is a good thing. So you're right. I can attest to the fact that they think you and Kim, are great. So that's a good thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and they think the, you know, everyone else up there, they feel the same way. The way you are trying to emulate in your own style, the relationships that he has had with all of these people who have been there for years and years and years, and we talk about it all the time, but it's so worthy of the continued reinforcement because you don't see that in other places all the time. So that these people are still there and this transition, and it's amazing that it is to the level to where it is, Mike, with employees and they're feeling good about being in that location. So in the firm.
Yeah, it is. And you know, this program is not necessarily to bring it down to the level that we do and how much we care about the Barbettis, but it's very important to me that I maintain that relationship, and not for business. You know, the business could close tomorrow, but Mike and Donna will be friends forever, and I mean that sincerely and with all my heart, because they have made this transition for me to come back from New York and New York City and New Jersey and New York City. They've made it easy for me, and they brought our family into their family. And their family also includes all the guys that work there. And when I came in, it's not like I came in with a sledgehammer and wanted to break down the walls and change everything. We more or less did not change anything.
Right.
You know, you don't fix what's not broken. And the way they do things, the way we do things, is very technically oriented. And what I mean by that Mike has some of the best CPAs in the area. And we could talk about them, but as a group, I'll just say that I have no problem with any single one of them that work for us, including my wife, with the work that they do. I don't have to oversee everything with a fine-tooth comb, but we do. We have a review process in there, so obviously everything is looked at by at least one other person before it goes out the door, but the level of knowledge of everybody in that firm, and I mean literally everybody in the firm, is second to none. And I could put our firm up against any other firm with confidence, because literally everybody there. I came in with 25 plus years experience, and absent my wife, I'm probably the newest, the one with the least experience with 25 plus years. Everybody's mm-hmm. been there. Everybody's worked on a lot of the same clients for a lot of this time, and the clients who have stayed for all this time, they like it because of the people that work there, and including Mike. So it's very, very important to me to make sure that we maintain a fun work environment, and everybody gets paid a good salary. And you know, I always say to my wife and to others at the firm that even to try to find different things to make it fun during the workday, that you don't mind going to work. Forgive me for continuing to go off on a tangent, but I have a son who, you know, we sat down last night or the night before, and he was talking about his schooling. He's a junior at the University of Scranton, and he wants to do this and that. He's in accounting, but he wants to get a couple minors and so on and so forth. And you know, this is going to sound like a postcard, but I said, Gav, you got to find something that you don't mind going to work every day. And I don't mean that you you know, you work 2 days a week. No, you're going to have to work hard. And to get ahead, you're going to have to work hard. And he's okay with that. But to be able to go to work every day with not, you know, the lead belt around your waist or, you know, the heavy coat on every single time, it's a good place to work. I think everybody enjoys it. And I think that comes out in how we treat our clients. You know, we're, most of our clients have our home phone or our cell phones that they've got up there. Yeah. So it's a proud team that we have. And I, you know, this isn't again for trying to get clients, but at the end of the day, I, you know, if we need to talk about our firm, I'm ready to do it at any time and ready to recommend any single one of our people. And I could say that without hesitation. They are literally the best team that Mike has built. And, you know, and then I'm coming in and inheriting a part of the team, but they're just very, very good people first, technically great. But good people that are, treat our clients very, very well, and I'm proud to represent them. And even speaking in this program, I'm proud to represent them and put our name out in front of any client to say that, you know, we could step up and do just about any audit or review or any tax situation that you may have. We have the expertise to handle just about anything.
Mike, who do you want to give a little pop to today and talk a little bit about one of your, it's like picking your favorite up there, right? You're like a parent who says who's your favorite child. So you're going to say, they're all my favorite. So who do you want to talk about that you think you can give a little scoop about?
Laura, you know me. I'm not very heady. I can talk about myself, but I'm kidding. but Donnie Perrott, I think, is probably the, you know, the so-called leader of the firm. He's such a, and Lori, I think you know him on a couple of clients that you're on the board of directors. I can't say enough about the guy. Technically unbelievable, and he handles some of our larger clients without hesitation. Rarely even asks a question when it comes to doing the work. He's so in tune with the industries. You know, he's such a great guy. He's a, you know, I hadn't talked to Donnie in, well, probably 25 years since we graduated college. I think the same year. We may have been a year off. But we played basketball back in college. So I knew Donnie. And, you know, Donnie was the quiet guy that everybody liked. He's a good guy. And 25 years later, here we're back together working together. So great, great guy, great family. His two kids are just wonderful. One's a tremendous the young lady is a tremendous softball player. And basketball player, and his son plays baseball and runs track, and two great kids, and he's just, he's literally, I always call him the father of the year, and to me that's more important than saying he's a good accountant. He's a good father and a great father. So I can't say enough about him, and again, Laura, I know you know him as well.
I do, and you don't have to twist my arm to talk highly about Donnie. I met Donnie many, 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 many years ago when I was on a Voluntary Action Center board, and he was there giving the presentation, and it was the first time that I was on the board that I was part of this, and I met him. And I, his enthusiasm, his kindness, his understanding of his craft is unbelievable. And to sit there, but the way he presents it. Now, let's face it, Mike, and no offense when I say this, you know, accountants and what they have to talk to you about can be quite boring at times, in the sense that we, you know, there's not a lot of excitement. I mean, yes, if you have great numbers, that's in and of itself exciting. But the fact that when you're doing a presentation, because of the serious nature of it, and at most times when you're presenting to a board of directors, it's serious, and people take their responsibility very seriously. But Donnie, when he presented, no matter what he does, and even with Friendship House, SHA, he makes it entertaining. He makes it flow. It doesn't stop and like, oh, God, I can't listen to this one. It's extremely informational, and he has a way about his delivery that he's just, he makes it exciting to listen to. He's just a wonderful guy, and I always say that. If you're looking for someone like that, and you need to have that net, where people understand it. He speaks to you at your level. He doesn't talk to us like we're all CPAs and like we all know how to read a balance sheet or look at somebody's tax returns and we know every answer. He doesn't. He talks to you in layman's terms, simplifies it enough that you can understand, and then, of course, the big shots in the room who know more than we all do, they can ask those technical questions, and he knows that, of course. So he is wonderful, and he's been there for a long, long time. So I love him, and he's an incredible accountant at the same time that he knows how to present. So it's all good.
That's really a gift, you know, for someone who is in a world where there's so much technical language and jargon, to be able to take all that, which is almost secondhand to somebody in that field, to take that and to be able to talk to someone in language that anybody could understand is truly a gift. That's a great teacher.
Yeah.
So, Mike, he's a good one for you.
And I could literally copy that with every the other guys who've been there forever. It's a great, great team, and down to the heart, they're all good people, and I'm very proud to be a part of them. I'm very, very happy that I decided to come back and to good old Dunmore, even though our office is in Dunmore. We go everywhere, but just great, great team, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, you'll be able to talk about the rest of them next month when we get you on, because we are out of time at this point. So, Mike, thanks again for everything you do for us. Thanks for the great job everyone, yourself, Kim, and everyone does at Barbetti McHale in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. But like Mike says, office there, but go anywhere. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving to you and your family, Mike. And we will see you next week, next month, okay?
You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back with our other guest expert, Alejandra Gonzalez with VREC. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk, or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city. and it happened to be right next to the Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Week, please, everyone, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family and your turkey and anything else you may eat, apple, pumpkin pie, whatever. Enjoy it all, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.